Cut, Sunday morning, 8/11/24. This is the Prophet's Corner and Cut. The title of this is The Separation Has Begun. And with that, I'd have you turn to Matthew chapter 7. Did you get the title? Okay. Matthew 7. Y'all there? Yeah. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Jesus' doctrine brought on the scene the authority and operation of the kingdom of God. That's what he taught, the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit spoke to me to listen to what people are saying, and you will see where they are, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. You will know them by their fruit. Are they kingdom dwellers or looking for the great escape? Even if the rapture is to come, as some believe, that was not to be our total focus and occupation. This is Luke 19:13. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. They were to be occupied with the talents they were given, not with him coming back. Occupy means to busy oneself with or to trade. In other words, being about the master's business. The conversations that you hear will reflect what camp they are in. Looking for the rapture and they can't wait to get to heaven. Or we are taking back our nation with prayer and fasting and following the Holy Spirit wherever he instructs us to go and doing what he's telling us to do. There's the two camps. Have you ever been around somebody that all they talk about, oh, I just can't wait to get in heaven. This old earth, it's no good, you know. We weren't made for this earth. Heaven is our home. We don't want to be on this old earth. There's nothing good here. Here's my thoughts about this. I wrote them down here. Why didn't the Lord just come and get us all and let the wicked have it? See, there's no sense in this 7-year occupation of the military taking out the bad. Why didn't he just leave them and just take the good out? He's not doing it the way they preach. He's doing it his way. He's taking the wicked out and leaving the righteous. Because, you know, in the beginning, he said, he spoke light being light was. Everything he spoke, he said, it's good. God's earth is good. When it's operating under his authority, it's good. Why would he clean it up? Why would there be a rapture of the church? It doesn't make any sense to me, not any logical sense at all, that we'd go through all of this to clean everything up, and then we're just going to rapture out? Well, what do we clean it up for? There won't be nobody here. It's stupid is what it is. All right. Why go through all these years of continuity of government? All the key posts, this massive military operation to save Earth. Does a rapture even make any sense? The old guard says, heaven is my home. The new guard, heaven and earth is my home. Telling Danny, I heard 107 talking about how he was looking forward to God's government, to live under God's government. He said, you don't realize what a wonderful time we live in, the best time ever on earth. God's government's being put in place. That's what I get excited about, not the rapture. All right, go to Matthew 13. Verse 47. A Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angel shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus taught the kingdom. He didn't teach the rapture. He taught the kingdom. All right. Appears here that the only ones going away are the wicked. All right. Chapter 14 of Revelation. The people that believe in this, all they can't wait till they get their money, get all the baddies killed off, you know, get them, all the tribunals happening, and then the rapture come. I'm thinking, it does not even fit into the equation. All right, 14. I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having their father's name written in their foreheads. We're the New Jerusalem. We're the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters and as the voice of great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the beast, the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. We're going to have to learn to sing a new song, aren't we? I mean, really. Everything that we thought was true, we're going to find out they've scammed us. And even those that have been in church all their life, born again, filled with the Spirit, tongue talkers, are going to find out this escape theology was not right. That our focus has been wrong. Had our focus been right, we would not be here in this situation. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. What the Lord said just now, for they are virgins. These are they which are not defiled with women. What woman are we talking about? The whore of Babylon. We're not defiled. We haven't given in to the narratives. We haven't raped children and drank their blood. We haven't participated in the things that the whore instigates. There's a lot of Christians that have. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Those faith walkers, you know what I'm talking about. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Well, if this is us and we've already gone on the rapture, I mean, what's the point? Say with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen. That great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. You know, I wonder what the Lord showed Danny about the people going into the med beds under the guise of we're here to help, to save you, to help you, to help mankind, to rescue you, to take you somewhere else. Sometimes I've wondered, is that when they receive that mark and they're doomed? Because that's their last card. I don't want to say trump card, but that's their last play. The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. Now I looked, and behold, a white cloud. Upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in the sickle and reap, for the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. He that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Why reap the earth if all the Christians are going to be taken out? And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. This is just what I read you about the fish in the net, cast the bad ones away, the wheat from the chaff. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. We know that believers do not ever see the wrath of God, have the wrath of God come against them. That was always the rapture thing they used about the wrath of God. Well, right here, these that are being taken out, they're getting the wrath. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even to the horse's bridle, by the space of 106 furlongs. A lot of blood shed. All right. My theory is that Satan concocted this rapture lie so we would not occupy. He could step in and grab all of our stuff. See, the narrative about, because you talk about to some Holy Ghost Christians about Seven Mountain Mandate, they act like you're talking the devil's talk. Seven Mountain Mandate, oh, that's that old, you know, doctrine. I'm thinking, yeah, that one that Satan convinced you was bad, that you ought to have been doing. Why else? He can come in to do the occupying. Instead of you taking your land. And that hadn't always been the devil's game, all through the Old Testament and in the New Testament. The giants are on our land, and God says, you got to go kick them off. New Testament, you got to do it. All right. Instead of occupying till the Lord came, the devil stole everything, took it all from us, and he just keeps conquering and keeps occupying. And there's Christians out there boycotting. Well, there's one other store we can't go to now. There's another place we can't go to now. You know what? It's going to end up that we won't. Well, there's no place to go. Because the land's full of giants. Giant pharma, giant tech, giant news. You name it. All right. I hope this is making sense. Just a minute. All right. Pick up here. In the scriptures I just read, it appears that the only ones going anywhere are the wicked. This last 7 years has been a military operation. That's what a continuity of government is. The military and Q operation, the spiritual soldiers are occupying. They're occupational forces. See, after the battle is won, the occupational forces come in and maintain order. Isn't that what they've been talking about? That's what the EBS is going to be. The military is going to step in and maintain order. And then within, if Nasera is implemented, Nasera, Jasera, then there'll come a time, 120 days, a government's elected so the military can step out of the picture and the government can go on and maintain like it's supposed to under the republic. After a war, they send in occupational forces to maintain control with a new government that can be set up. But, you know, in the process, it's a transition. What's the title of this? All right, the other one was transition. This is a separation. All right. It appears to me by the scripture that God is cleaning up the earth, weeding out all that would offend, separating the wheat from the chaff, picking out the bad fish in the net, and keeping the rest. He also appears that he is going to empty heaven and bring all of them here to the earth. See, a lot are going thinking this is going to be my home. Well, they might as well not unpack their suitcase because they're going to be coming back. You know, this old earth is just no good, nothing good in this old earth. And try to interject some kingdom thoughts and they go, oh, yeah. I said, well, have you ever thought about this? You know, in the millennial reign, you know, youth renewal, live 1,000 years, you know, like trees, it says, nothing harms the heart. Oh, well, you know, I had never thought about that. See, don't think anything about kingdom. It's all about heaven. You're going to identify them when you get out there and you start hearing this stuff. I'm telling you, you're going to know what camp they're in. All right. Revelation 19. I need my soapbox this morning. All right. Bear with me. And after these things, verse 1, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as a voice of many waters, and as a voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and the wife hath made herself ready. I touched on this already. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. The bride's going to get to watch this bloody mess. It's the marriage supper. They're going to be avenged of their enemies. And he said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. No, this is supposed to be in heaven, you know. The angels are serving us up there, and we eat for 7 years, never get full. All this stuff's been made up. No, this is what's going on the earth. And he saith unto me, These are the true saints of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I'm thy fellow servant and of his brethren. So we know he's not an angel. They have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon it was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes was a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Could these be the saints that have been up there holding in their holding tank, kind of like they moved out of paradise into heaven until the time of the end? Could be. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress, the fierceness and wrath of God, Almighty God. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. It amazes me no one's connected those two. That ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Well, I'm telling you what, you talk about a good cleanup. They'll pick them till there's nothing but bones left. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the throne and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. All those, you know, aliens coming from all those five galaxies, even. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, and which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. I was trying to tell someone one day, I said, the marriage supper of the Lamb that you talk about, that's not even scriptural. I said, here's the one that's scriptural right here. They didn't know what to say. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold of the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, about him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more. This is the best part. We are not ever going to have that deception coming against us anymore. Till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. We don't know how long that season will be, but we know it's going to be taken out quickly. Why? I think they learned a few things, 1,000 years of peace. We don't want this riffraff here anymore. Now I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Because really, if you think about it, where medical science wants to take us is by being chipped, completely tracked, inside and out. That's their goal. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such a second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth. So four quarters, they talked already about the four sections. I don't know exactly. I think they're doing it by like North America, South America. I forget the other two regions. I've heard it discussed. Australia will be part of us. A lot of those little countries like that cannot make it on their own will be like a state. Gog and Magog together to battle, the number of whom is the sand of the sea. If you want to read about that battle, it's Ezekiel 38 and 39. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and could pass the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. This is a bunch knows how to rule and reign, don't they? They called on what the powers that God gave them, like Elijah. Power from on high. Boy, it's going to be different. No more kicked about and being deceived by the devil and going through all this stuff. Not having any power to do anything. It was squelched quickly. We know what they went through back there 1,000 years ago. Some of them are still alive. We will never go this way again. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. I hope that it's clear where you can see him being tormented and you go by there every day and go, hey, remember me? Remember me? You tormented me? How you like it? And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those books, which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. He likes the earth. He wants to live with us here on the earth. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are faithful and true. Praise God. Okay.